Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prior to Game 3, remember I was saying, the first 2 hours I was like, I still believe the Yankees are going to win. Like, I don't think that this series is over by a long shot. The way that the first two games got away from, let's see what happens in the Bronx. I need to see it to believe it with the Blue Jays. And then as the show went on, I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, I really don't trust Rodon against this lineup.
Yep.
And maybe, like, we're ignoring the evidence of what we saw in the regular season and the way the Blue Jays do things in comparison to the way the Yankees did things head to head. What the Blue Jays did the first two games,
7-1 up there in the Rogers Center, Toronto was
including them the first two postseason games, and it was like, man. But then that game played out like the way that it started was like, holy cow, we were ignoring the evidence. The Blue Jays just flat out better.
Yeah,
and then they soiled themselves, and the Yankees come back, and the offense gets going. Blue Jays dropping the ball over the place. Like, it would be hard to believe that the Yankees wouldn't score runs and compete at a high level against a bullpen game. Like, that was the sentiment. You look at the odds last night, not that that's the be-all, end-all, but the Yankees were 2-1 favorites to win that game last night. Everybody was expecting them to, at the very least, get back to a Game 5. You know, if not winning Game 5, just, well, at least they'll get back to a Game 5, and then we'll see. And the Yankees laid an egg against 8 different guys, or however many different guys it was, out of the bullpen. I still can't believe they didn't hit.
I thought Schneider did a good job. Yeah. I felt like every time there was a spot to do some damage, it was a lefty-on-lefty situation. You know, Grisham, 2-for-17 in this series. Volpe, 1-for-15, 11 strikeouts. I think Anthony could have been at the plate for 9 hours, not getting a hit. He's that lost. Rice, 2-for-11, 5 strikeouts. Bellinger, who we all love, did nothing of impact outside of, you know, some defensive plays and the cosmetic home run over the weekend up in Toronto. You know, I think maybe if you take the... See, the Yankees started well, then they bottomed out, and then they played really good baseball for 2 months. So, when they made some trades and they tightened things up, right? I think if it would have been flipped, right? Say if they would have staggered to the finish line, this would have been more the expectation.
Right.
But because it seemed like they buttoned things up and they got a little bit better.
Healthier.
Yeah. I think that the health improved. I think for
they did catch the Blue Jays as far as the win total.
They matched them, just didn't have the tiebreaker. Right. I thought the Yankees went from being non-viable in terms of a world championship team to viable. And they looked anything but. I mean, Toronto absolutely punked them.
I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I was just thinking about this in real time. I almost feel like the Yankees were more competitive in the World Series last year. Because I was thinking, like, my next point was going to be, what'd you think of Boone last night? Well, last year in the World Series, you could say, man, if he didn't go to Cortez there, or one thing changes, or Soto makes a better play in the outfield, or Glaber doesn't have his head up, whatever, like, maybe that series could have changed. Obviously, Game 5, all, you know, Yankees messing up all over themselves, that got away from them. To me, there was more reason to believe that they were more competitive in that series against the Dodgers than they were in this series, where even in the game that they won, they were down 6-1. Like, they didn't pitch, they didn't hit. At times, they made mistakes as well. This was, to me, a rout of a four-game series, even though the Yankees did get on the board with a win.
You know, it's funny. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Not that it changes anything, but, like, to me, I, like, of course, I hope they would beat the Dodgers. I knew the Dodgers were a lot better.
Understood.
I'm saying maybe the Soto Judge train pulls them into a championship. Yeah. Of course, we're all feeling that after the home runs against the Guardians.
But think about it. Like, we could nitpick and say, well, Boone made a mistake in game one, which cost the Yankees and set the series up bad. This was not... You could say, well, you wouldn't have pinch hit for... You would have pinch hit for Volpe. The game was over.
Mm-hmm.
The series was over by then anyway. So it's not like one managerial move or one mistake. Even the Jazz error, like... The Yankees weren't hitting. So I don't look at it as they played fundamentally poor baseball. The manager made a couple of bad decisions. They just got outclassed by the far better team.
Yeah, I think this stings more because, you know, rightly or wrongly, as the season ended, I thought the Yankees were either right there with Toronto or maybe even slightly better, where I never thought that with the Dodgers. And by the way, Toronto, they didn't even have Bichette.
I know.
I mean, come on. And dude, 100 RBI guy?
They were the worst. They finished last in the division last year. Like,
I know they did.
There were reasons to not believe in the Blue. They haven't been back to a championship series since 2016. Like, they had to me, they had to prove it. I admit, I was blind, ignorant to it. I just thought the Yankees were going to be. I can't even believe that the Yankees and Aaron Judge, I know Judge did all he could, but the Blue Jays punked the Yankees.
Smoked them.
On the field in the regular season,
verbally,
like, and the Yankees let them get away with it. This was their chance. They had a chance to beat them for the division, fell just short with a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, here we go. The two trains that ended up tied, but the Blue Jays had the advantage. Now it's time to pay back and show what the Yankees are made of. And the Blue Jays punked them even worse.
I don't see enough gamers. I mean, you can use the word gamers, ball players, dogs, whatever it might be. I feel like every time the Yankees get banged out, whether it's Houston, whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's this year or Toronto, going back to the Bregmans and the Altuves and the Toronto players this year and all the Dodgers stars, but also the grit that the Dodgers had, I just feel like the Yankees just don't have grit.
Giovanni's calling from Baltimore. What's up, Giovanni?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey. Good.
All right. Let's look at some good things, right? The evolution of Boone throughout the playoffs, right? When everyone was just bagging on him, what are you doing? What is this and that? It looks like they gave him, you know, the front office gave him a little bit of leash, and he was making the right calls. I think maybe hopefully for next year, the front office kind of see like, hey, maybe we kind of pull away a little bit from analytics and allow Boone to do a couple things. And maybe that guy, you know, he can take us another level. Having A-Rod on the show earlier this week and some of the things that he said last night was just pure facts, right? We can't blame Boone, right? We have to blame the front office and a little bit, maybe not Cashman, but more of the owner.
One thing I just want to stop you, Giovanni, because there were misfacts or, you know, incorrect information. And I heard the morning show talking about it too, where Jeter and A-Rod, and I think it was more Jeter, was saying that he doesn't believe Boone is making these decisions. That nobody wants to hear it or acknowledge it. It has been reported otherwise. To a point where the front office actually didn't like some of the moves that Aaron Boone was making or didn't agree with it. So it's whether you say right or wrong with Boone's decisions, the idea that Boone wasn't making the decisions is just flat out incorrect and factually not right. So Jeter's wrong.
But we also have to look at certain factors. Do we really think, and I'm starting to kind of second guess this, Volpe, 11 strikeouts, 1-for-15 this entire year. Maybe the idea of maybe putting Caballero in there, because some of these guys that were on the bench was putting better at bats than the starters.
Rosario. The only thing, Giovanni, and thanks for the call there. Now I'm sitting there saying, you got to pinch hit for Volpe. And he did it in the last inning, and Dominguez ripped one to right center. But I thought it should have happened earlier myself. Now, the only thing I will say in Boone's defense, if Caballero was fully healthy, then I think Boone dropped the ball. Anthony Volpe should not be allowed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About to hit in that spot. He's broken, okay? He's broken. So the previous night, remember Caballero took that swing and he was kind of, I think they even came out and looked at his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hit like a five hopper, a little punch and shoot to right field. I don't know. If his hand's busted up, well, then I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass there if he can't swing the bat. But if Caballero was healthy and Boone willingly let Anthony Volpe hit there, that's just, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, we disagree there. I'm going to tell you, I have three mistakes that I thought Boone made during the game last night. One was the lineup and not having Ben Rice. Like, that one will drive me up a wall. I know Ben Rice hasn't looked good.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, in my opinion, your second best shot as an offensive player. Dude, and like you could make the case if they were pitching a lefty because Rice has looked awful against lefties. Fair enough. The logic behind not having Rice, and I know he's not good defensively, and that's part of the structural flaws with the Yankees. He's a DH. So you put him at first base, you're going to lose some defense there. You put him at catcher, you're going to lose some defense, is what it is. I want his bat in there against a bullpen game. You can't say, well, I wanted righty-lefty. Well, then you should sit McMahon at third. I know he even had the home run.
Mm-hmm.
Sit McMahon at third and get a righty bat in at third base. Ben Rice has to be in the lineup, especially against a right-handed starter and a bullpen game. That was number one.
Number two.
I did not like him. Now, you were texting me about the Volpe thing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were on that. I was okay with that, lefty against Volpe. Like, do I trust Volpe? No. But I didn't have a big deal. I would never have let Grisham hit in the seventh inning. You had to get it to Judge with a chance to do damage with guys on. You had to. That was their shot. And as much as I understand what Grisham has done, it was lefty on lefty.
Mm-hmm.
And Grisham has been... He's been as bad as Anthony. Like, I know Volpe's swinging a miss and strike out all. He's been just as bad. Now, you could think, well, who's going to play center? I don't care.
Well, that point, you put Bellinger in center. You put Dominguez in left.
Bingo.
You got something.
Exactly right.
Even Rosario could play the outfield.
Exactly
and
right.
And Caballero.
Exactly right. Figure it out. So I thought that was a mistake, letting Grisham hit there.
Yep.
The other thing, I would not have gone to Duvall in the eighth inning. We talked about it yesterday before the game. I don't want any part of Duvall. I want it to be Schlittler into the guys that you trust. Maybe Hill, maybe Cruz, but really Williams and then Bednar. I would have gone Cruz there again. I don't know how he's feeling. Duvall would not have, in an elimination game.
Yeah.
I would not have gone to Duvall there.
Yeah, again, we were texting about this. I feel so much more strongly about the Volpe stuff. And again, you're right. Grisham was not quite as bad with the contact, but awful. Awful. But I still felt like, maybe. Remember, he had the double the night before off the catcher's interference. I'm like, maybe he runs into one. But even his takes and even his swings were better. Volpe is, again, I think he's broken.
So
I don't know what they do.
And if you pinch hit for Volpe there with Caballero, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, and then you would have just let Grisham hit? I mean, I know that the results could have been different.
I mean, that would have been what, the seventh inning?
Was it the seventh inning.
Seventh inning, yeah. Because then Volpe's at bat came back around in the ninth, and that's when Dominguez got the at bat.
Right.
So that would have been the seventh. Yeah, and I'm trying to think, was...
Because you're not going to pinch hit Dominguez against the lefty.
No.
Obviously.
Was Rosario deployed by... Rosario's already in the game because McMahon was out. So not many options. Not many.
So those were my three issues with Boone last night. Matt is calling from Queens. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on, guys?
Yeah, not much. What's up?
Hey. BT, yesterday you said that the Aaron Judge home run in Game 3 was the second biggest home run in your lifetime.
That's not what I said, but keep going.
Hmm.
I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said it was my second favorite.
Second favorite. That was more of a favorite than Jim Leyritz, than Scott Brosius.
Yeah.
Then Jeter leading off the World Series against the Mets.
Yeah.
Then Jeter missed in November.
I remember them all. I referenced some of them. I didn't even bring up the Leyritz one. Sal dropped that in. I mentioned a lot of them. Yeah. Because Mattingly is my all-time favorite player or athlete. So in the ALDS against Seattle, number one. And because I was so happy for Judge, the person he is, the player he is, and certainly the magnitude to stave off elimination, but the theatrics hitting the pole. Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel. I know there were bigger ones.
An ALDS Game 3 World Home Run.
I know them all. Maddie, I know them all, Matt. I promise you, I know them all.
But how could that be your favorite when you lose?
He just told you, Matt.
It's a personal preference thing, Matt.
And by the way, they didn't lose.
Come on.
They lost now. They won the game. And when we were talking about this yesterday, they had yet to lose. And that also doesn't take away from the moment for Judge. That's what you're missing about it. obviously, was it as important as a home run in the World Series? By the way, in 2001, all those home runs you're talking about with the late comebacks with Tino or Brocious,
lost that Diamondbacks. World Series too. How about the Boone home run in 03? They lose to the Marlins, a young team.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, so, it's just a personal thing. Like, listen, I'm big on, this is just me. I've always been big on character, and I don't latch on to many athletes. And what I do, you know, I'm in your corner for life. And, you know, Judge was getting pounded, and some of it was fair. I think a lot of it was way off base. I was, number one, I was pumped because I didn't want to get swept. And by winning that game and giving yourself a chance to win, I'm like, all right, I thought they'd probably win game four off the bullpen to flip a coin game five, hopefully keep going in the season. So it certainly had a magnitude in terms of importance. I love Aaron Judge. I love Donnie. It's my two favorite. What do you want?
And they lost the Mattingly series too. It's more than, it's not, oh, was it the biggest home run in their history? It's your personal favorites. I mean, I have some others, but whatever, to each their own. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.